Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Somebody said I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I came to camp, but my mind really was stayed on Jesus. I didn't come just to look around and to play around. I haven't come really. I enjoy the sports, but I haven't come for the sports. If you're a guy, it's natural to kind of look at the girls, but you didn't come for the girls. If you're a girl, it's a little natural that you'd want a boy to look at you, but you didn't come for the boy. You came for Jesus, because he alone is to be praised. He alone is to be magnified. Can't nobody do me like you. He's the great I Am, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lily of the Valley, the great eternal wonder, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Today I have prayed and I have asked the Lord to help me to know what to do this evening. And God began a tremendous work, and I had something else I felt that I was going to preach tonight. And as we have worshipped and as we have begun to magnify the Lord, I just want us to go ahead and just turn back to where we were last night. And I've never done this before in the history of Suberdom. I can't ever have remembered doing this before. And last night in our text said that we should bring back to remembrance. Do you remember that? And then in the book of Micah, it talked about the book of remembrance. And what we preached on is that I shall not forget. If you have those scriptures and you would just keep them with you, but if you would turn tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I just want to preach tonight. I don't know where we're going. And I feel comfortable in this mode because we're just relying on him. And it's not a preacher and it's not just following the Holy Ghost. But I want to preach. I shall not forget part two. I said there's some things that I shall not forget. Last night we began with the number one point, that I shall not forget where he brought me from. Whether he brought me out of the world or whether he has saved me from the world, I will remember what he has done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. But now we're going to pray and we're going to go a little deeper and we're going to go a little further. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by thy Spirit, that you would allow a sovereign word to enter into this sanctuary, that we would not hear from just a preacher, but that we would hear from you, Lord. That we would not go through the ritual and the tradition of Pentecostal catechism, but that we would somehow respond and hear a word from the Lord, and that Satan would not get an advantage in this generation. But we are more than conquerors through you, O Lord Jesus, that strengthen us up. Would you clap your hands unto him? Everything. Just for a moment, one more time, let everything that hath breath, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you. The devil is smart. He knows that some of you are not going to stop going to church. He knows that some of you are never going to quote-unquote backslide and put on the gang colors and walk the walk and talk the talk and get on drugs and get drunk and go out and live like the devil and live in the disco. So if he cannot get you to come out where he is, I think sometimes he decides to come in where we are. And if he will not get us to go into the world, I'm afraid that sometimes he tries to come into the church. And don't tell me he can't come into the church, because the Bible said that when God was meeting with the sons of God, that Lucifer came and he brought up the subject of Job. And he began to discuss the righteousness of Job, even in the presence of God and in the throne room of Jehovah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Eternal God, the Ancient of Days. And if that is true, it is possible that a spirit of deception can enter into the church of the living God. It is very possible to shout the shout, to sing the song, to go through the catechism, to go through the lifestyle, and still not have your mind made up that you're in this thing for the long haul. It is possible to go through the motions of Pentecost and not be a Pentecostal. It is possible to have gone through the formula of the apostles, baptism in Jesus' name, even having spoken an unknown tongue, and yet not having been totally converted, where you are totally sold out and where devil, get thee behind me. I will not turn back. I will not give in. But even in the secret place of your heart, there is a secret corridor inside us that says, maybe if this doesn't work out, I can find another avenue. Maybe if things don't change and I can't find a boyfriend in church, maybe I can still find one out of church. So I need to keep a little worldliness in my heart so that I can guard that atmosphere. And if I can't make it to go to Bible school, maybe I can still maintain enough athletic ability that I can get a scholarship to a secular college. And if I can't be big time in church, maybe I can be big time in the world. Oh, you're not hearing me. And there is a part of darkness that gets inside of us. And the enemy knows that we are young people. The enemy knows that we are emotional. The enemy knows that we love the hype and the stanza and the shout and the dance and the worship. He knows we love the choir song. We love the beat of the drum. We love the thumping of the bass. And he knows that if he can somehow get us to totally walk by God, by what we feel and by what we see, that he can somehow steal the faith that is in our soul that was once delivered to the saints. Can you help me, somebody? Can y'all hear me all right out there? But there are some things that I shall not forget, and there are some things that I will not allow the devil to take from me and allow me to stop. Somebody said that I'm in the middle of an apostolic church. I've come to preach to you. This is not some charismatic social club. This is not some group of young people that's just come together to entertain themselves. But we are the children of the living God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, help me preach tonight. And the devil knows that if he doesn't stop some of you, you are too hot for hell. You are too hot to handle. He knows that he better cool you down now. He better deceive you now. He better get you somehow now. Because if some of you just continue just a few more months, just a few more years, just a few more youth camps, just a few more camp meetings, just a few more revivals, when you get out of bed in the morning, hell is going to begin to tremble and say, my God, somebody from a one God apostolic church in California just got out of the bed. Somebody just woke up and they went to praying, and the gates of hell are beginning to rattle at the prayers of a one God apostolic young person. God help me right now. There are things that our pioneers have preached that I do not hear preached in Pentecost much anymore. It seems like all we want to preach about is victory, revival, church growth, prosperity, miracles, signs, wonders, and make people shout. Could Super take a pause right now and preach to this generation some things that the devil's trying to steal from us? But I shall not forget. I am not ignorant concerning his devices. If we only feed on ice cream and cake, we will be a weak-kneed, anemic, limp-wristed generation that will have no power, that will have no authority. But I'm not in this thing just for the loaves and the fishes, but I'm in this thing to follow Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Holy, there are some things that the devil's trying to steal from this generation that you don't ever hear preached. Number one, he's trying to steal the doctrine of the blood. He doesn't like the blood. He doesn't want you to sing about the blood. He doesn't want you to preach about the blood. But I've come to tell you, thank God for the blood. It washes white as snow. Let me preach right now why the devil hates the United Pentecostal Church, because we believe that you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. You must. You can't slip by. You're not going to get by. You don't shake a preacher's hand. You got to talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Somebody said, take me to the water to be baptized. You got to go down in water. Let me preach to this generation. You don't have to shout while I preach. I want you to hear what I'm preaching. The reason the devil hates the name of Jesus is because the only way that the blood of Calvary can be applied to you is by the name in the water. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He hates the name. Let me tell you why he hates the name. Because the only thing that ever defeated the devil was the blood of Calvary. Tongues didn't defeat the devil. Your holiness hairdo didn't defeat the devil. Your worship didn't defeat the devil. But what defeated the devil is when Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, stretched forth his hands, and for me he died, and said, it is finished. And his blood, behold the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. His blood. My God, I feel like preaching. It's hot in here, but I feel like going a little deep tonight. It was his blood that washed me white as snow. So hold on and let me preach. The only thing that ever defeated the devil was the blood. So when I go down in water in Jesus' name, I am covered by the only thing that ever defeated the devil. So when I come out of that water, in Jesus' name, I am a walking blood blob. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been purified. I've been redeemed by love, divine. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I don't think you're hearing me. So when I get out of bed, calm down and listen. So when I get out of bed in the morning, the devil wants me to think that I'm just a weak, hormone-ridden, pimple-faced, fickle young person. Because what I really am is a reminder of the only thing that ever defeated him. What I really am is a reminder of Calvary. When I walk out of my room, he sees the blood. He sees the blood. When I get in my car, he sees the blood. When I drive to my school, he sees the blood. When I walk in that schoolroom, when I walk in my workroom, when I walk in the mall, he sees the blood. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I said, Satan, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. We need to get back to our doctrine. The devil wants us to stop preaching doctrine. He wants our church services to get dead. When a preacher preaches doctrine, everybody just sits down and says, well, I've heard all that before. Oh, honey, he gets scared to death when we begin to teach that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. It's the water and the Spirit. There's one way to God. The water. You see, some were raising some anemic Pentecostals that think they have no power. Don't you know that you have the power of the blood and the name of Jesus? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Oh, is anybody hearing me right now? The devil's trying to steal from us how to plead the blood. The devil's trying to steal from us how to plead the blood. When's the last time you heard somebody preach on pleading the blood? You need to get in your car and say, I plead the blood. You need to walk in your house and say, I plead the blood. His banner over me, Satan, you will not defeat me. You will not overcome me. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I wish somebody right now would just praise Him with everything that is in you. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. Number two, what the devil's trying to steal is a love for the truth. You see, in the pioneer days, if you got mad at the preacher, it didn't matter because you weren't in love with the preacher. You were in love with the truth. If your church didn't have a good music program, it really didn't matter because you're not in love with music. You was in love with the truth. If you have a dead youth group and they don't ever worship and nobody ever talks to you, you still can't backslide because you're not living for your sister. You're not living for your brother. You're not living for your friend. But you love the truth. You love the truth. You gotta buy the truth. I shall not forget. I shall not forget. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father. But you gotta fall in love with the truth. If we don't get a hold of this generation, there's a charismatic church out there that's saying you can have power, you can have miracles, you can even have the anointing, and you don't have to preach that one God message. But honey, I've come to tell you, I'm not going to heap my hands at the false flames of compromise. I'm not going to heap my cold body at the false fire of compromise. I will love the truth. Take this whole world. Take everything I've got. Take everything I am. But when you put me in the ground, say that He loved the truth. Say that He loved the name. Say that He loved the blood. I wish I could preach right now. Number three, what the devil is trying to steal from the church is the fear of the Lord. David said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You can't start anything. We can't go any further until we get a renewal of the fear of the Lord. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. That word fear, hold on. That word fear means awe. It means reverence. It means respect. It means when you think about how great He is and how little you are, but that He loved you anyway. That He cared for you anyway. That He died for you anyway. When you think about that He didn't have to do it, but thank God He did. He didn't have to save me, but thank God He did. He didn't have to heal me, but thank God He did. He didn't have to bring me out of the miry clay, but thank God He did. He didn't have to bring me out of the world, but thank God. Please let me preach. I haven't preached long the last 2 nights. I feel like making up for it. We need a renewal of the fear of the Lord. I've had people say, Brother Super, you can remain standing. They say, Brother Super, why? Y'all can sit down, they can stand up. Why in the world do they have revival overseas? You've been to Africa. You've been to the Orient. You've been to South America. You've been and saw all this great moves of God. I was just in Calcutta 5.5 months last year. You've seen all these moves of God. Why do they see it and we don't? Number one, they have an understanding of how awesome God is. You see, some of them have taken their firstborn children and have thrown those children to the crocodile. Some of them have taken and cut their belly open and drank their own human blood. Some of them have given everything that they've got to a witch doctor, to somebody that has no power and has no authority. But yet when they get in trouble, nobody can help them. They've given their children. They've given their money. They've given their future. And there's nobody to help them. But then somebody tells them about a little name. J-E-S-U-S. Somebody tells them that He said He is God. He said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Before Abraham was, I am. And then He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Somebody's got to hear me. They begin to hear about the goodness of this Jesus. Can I preach right now? They already know the power of the devil. They've seen the power of the devil raise the dead. They've seen the power of the devil do all sort of crazy things with voodoo and juju. But then some little preacher tells them, if you'll go down in this water, in Jesus' name, every spirit, every lie, every perversion, everything you've ever done, every prayer you've ever prayed to the devil, everything the devil's ever worked against you, every spell that's ever come against you, and they go down in that water and they come up speaking in another tongue, and they realize how great the devil was. They realized how powerful what they had was. But as great as it was, just a little bath water and a little name broke every spirit, broke every chain. So they say, if this Jesus is big enough to do all of that, then He is the greatest God. He is the truth. You're not hearing me. And the same fear, the same reverence that they had for the witch doctor, they multiply it 100 times for the Word of God and for the man of God. And they say, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm trying to preach some things that the devil wants to steal from us. Some things the devil wants us to forget. But I shall not forget. And when they walk into church, they don't come chewing bubble gum, talking about who they went hunting with, who they went fishing with, who's wearing what, who's doing what. But they come in going, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all how they begin to come in with the fear of the Lord, that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. I don't think you're hearing me. We need a renewal of the fear of the Lord. Some of you need to get the fear of the Lord. This isn't a social club. This isn't your daddy's church. This isn't your mama's church. This isn't the UPC's church. This is the temple of the living God. This is the sanctuary of the King of Kings and the Lord. I shall never forget. Devil, you're not going to steal it from the United Pentecostal Church Youth of 1998. Can I just preach my heart right now? I was in Calcutta 2 years ago. I went to the Temple of Kali, which is the goddess of destruction, that has 12 human heads around her neck. In the embodiment of the statue that she was out eating and drinking human blood, and she cut off the heads of 12 tribal leaders. Her husband, who is supposed to be the great god, lays down and goes to sleep in a drunken stupor. She walks in her door and steps over him and stumps her toe, and the figurine that they have all over the world of Kali is her standing there going, with her tongue sticking out, with blood drops on her chin, with 12 heads dangling around her neck. And she is supposed to be their goddess, the goddess of destruction. Brother Narayan is here. He can tell you I'm telling the truth. And they worship this god. They worship this goddess. And we went to the temple of Kali. I walked in that temple full of the Holy Ghost. And I saw those priests take that sharp instrument and cut the head off of a goat. And I saw mothers literally pulling one another, shoving one another, literally running and crawling on their hands and knees to get the hot blood that was pumping out of the jugular vein of that goat, to get that hot blood in their hand so that they could mark their babies and bless them, because they were offering up a sacrifice to their God. But that God never healed anybody. That God never saved anybody. She never shed her blood. She only shed somebody else's blood. And if you think I'm going to have some dead, dull, professional, Pentecostal little service where we don't offend nobody, where we don't make anybody nervous, you're crazy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of everything. We need a renewal of the awe and the reverence of the living God. Listen to me, young preacher. I'm sick of slick Willie Hollywood professional young preachers that don't have any anointing, that read it out of a book somewhere. Somebody here needs to get a revelation that is just like fire shut up in my bones, that I can't help it. I've got something that the world didn't give, and the world can't take it away. Hey, Satan, I've come to tell you that California shall not forget. California shall not forget. Brother Price, don't worry. We're not going to forget. Brother Gray, I don't know if you're listening, but we're not going to forget. I said the fear of the Lord. We need to get back to the beginning of everything. We can't get up and sing our little specials until we fall back in love with Jesus. I'm tired of going through the ritual without the power. We need to realize that I'm in love with Jesus and He's in love with me. Would you raise your hands and praise Him right now? Cry aloud right now. Father, I pray that the renewal of the fear of the Lord. Yes, the fear of the Lord, the awe of the Lord, the reverence of God, the love of God. I shall never. Listen to me. In the 1960s, God raised up men of God, such as Verbal Being and others, that traveled across this movement. And then when they walked in the pulpit, a holy silence and hush come upon the congregation. Because people were not afraid of the man, because the man was full of love. But there was such a fear of the Lord. Because they knew if they had sin, that sin was going to be revealed. They knew that if they had a problem, that problem was going to be revealed. But we have tried to replace all of that with a good Hollywood show. Do I have any young men and any young ladies that say, I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how many hours I'm going to have to pray. I don't know how long I'm going to have to fast. But I want the fear of the Lord and the atmosphere and the reverence of God to become so strong around me that when I walk upon people that aren't right with God, that they begin to feel the holiness of God. They begin to feel the reverence of God. Can I preach right now from my heart? Not Phariseeism. Not you saying, hey, look at me, I'm holier than you. But a spirit of God that is so strong inside of you that when you get around somebody, they can't play games. They can't go through the motions. They say, I've been with Jesus. I feel something. Everybody all over this house begin to pray. Don't stop what we're feeling. There's a hunger. My God, Pastor, that's here. There's a hunger. I shall not forget. I shall never. What would happen to the United Pentecostal Church of the Western District if every young person in this place got a hold of what the devil's trying to steal from you? What would happen if you got a hold of a love for truth, a revelation of the name, the word, and the blood, and a fear of the Lord that would make you look at your friend and say, you can take whatever you're doing, you can take whatever you're offering me, and you can turn around and get thee behind me, Satan, because I shall. Every hand raised, every eye closed. That's it, it's coming in here. Angel of the Lord, come. That's it, let tears come. There's preachers crying. There's preachers' wives crying. There's young ministers praying. There's young ladies praying. I don't want to forget. I need the fear. The beginning of everything. The beginning of it. Don't stop, Satan. We're not going to forget. Don't stop. I shall not forget. All the way from the back to the front. Raise your hands. Raise your...
The fear of the Lord. The fear.
I believe in holiness. I believe in standards. I believe in separation. But before you get a standard, you need to fall in love with Jesus and be so in awe of Jesus that you don't want to do anything that would offend Him or be against His Word or be against His prophet. But you have the fear of the Lord.
Listen, listen. What I feel that's here right now is a sovereign move of God. There is a spirit of conviction that has just walked in here. The spotlight of anointing is beginning to turn on some of you. You know that you've been cold. You know that you played games. You know that you haven't had exactly what you say you have. But the fear of the Lord is beginning to search you out. Would you find a place on your knees? Would you find a place in the chairs? Would somebody find a place on your face?
That's it. Cry aloud. Let your voice cry. Let it be like something inside you screaming out, I gotta be a saint. I've gotta have it. I've gotta be changed. I can't be a cookie cutter product. I can't be just a carbon copy of a past generation. But I've gotta have the beginning of everything. Yes! That's it. Cry aloud. Spare not. Search your heart. I pray the spirit of conviction, every hidden sin, every spirit of perversion and lust, every love of the world, every spirit that would tie you to this present world, I break in the name of Jesus. The last thing I was going to preach is in here right now. Stay praying. But it is true biblical repentance, which means you confess your fault and you turn from what you're doing. There's a spirit of repentance that needs to get back. Not just jabbering in a tongue, not just shouting and saying, I got a touch. But repenting of sin. Repenting of sin. That's it, young person. Repent.
Lord, I want to be thee. Lord, please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. Lord, I want to be more like you. Take my life, make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. Lord, I want to be more like you. Take my life, make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me.
Did you know that you can go somewhere right now in the Holy Ghost that you've never been before? You don't have to go back there. Something can happen tonight that never happened to you. A true fear of God and spirit of repentance can enter into you that could change your life. I need matrons. I need men of God. I need evangelists. I need people to come help us. I need some people just to walk up and down and praise me. There's lives changing. There's people changing.
Just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. Lord, I want to be more like you. Take my life, make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. Lord, I want to be more like you. Take my life, make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. Lord, I want to be more like you. my life. Make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Change me, dear Lord.